All right, welcome everybody. Hello, welcome. You turn this bullshit off, please. Thank you, Art. He's just mad because the Dodgers are losing. I'm sorry. Well, thank you guys for coming out, even though the World Series is happening. I'm glad you guys care about America so much. And we're going to get started. Are you guys ready? Yes. Good. Perfect. So you don't have to do that yet, but we're going to, here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called...
Holy shit! Here we are, back at Luna's Cafe, downtown Sacramento, 1414 16th Street in Sacramento, California. Welcome, thank you guys for coming to Stab. Would you like to meet your stabbers or stabestants? Yes! All right, coming to stage right now, it's his first time ever on the show, Jason B. Jason Baggert, Margaret, and you're in seat number one right there. Sit down. Coming up to a stage right now, Jacqueline Wyand. Sorry about that. And the guy right here, he's making his way around the stage. Please walk on the stage. Jesse Jones. I almost forgot his last name. I didn't almost forget your last name.
That's all
right. I was just thinking of a clever middle name and wasn't clever enough, which is why there was a hesitation.
Sure, just set the bar low.
Yes, yes. Welcome, Jason B.
Thank you.
What does the B stand for?
Best.
Jason, very good. Jason Best, how's your week been?
It's the best.
Very wonderful. Thank you for, you have a nice smile.
It's the best.
It's the best. Your smile's almost the best. It's almost the best. Well, we're going to move right along. Jacqueline.
Hey there.
Speaking of the best. I don't know.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
It has been.
I think so.
Shh. I'm kidding. Thank you. Well, thank you for being here. Yeah. What do you have coming up, going on, happening yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, this worked.
Worked? Where do you work?
We're at Laboo by the Zoo.
Laboo by the
Zoo. That's how we have to answer the phones.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. That's great. All right. Welcome. Welcome. Come on in. Don't pay. It's fine. I'm kidding. Jesse, the Brat Jones. That's your nickname.
All right. That'll do.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Everything's... ready, and look at that, it's recording even.
It is recording.
Hard part is over.
That's right. Are you guys ready to play Stab? Woo! Are you prepared to play Stab?
Yeah.
All right, let's play Stab. That's our sound effect. All right, are you guys ready? This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Jason, on this day, 1894, American economist and statistician Beardsley Rumey was born. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay, good. Also on this date, 1896, just 2 years later, the first bare woman breast appeared in the National Geographic magazine, 1896. One applause. It was a Zulu woman. So I tell you that. How did you celebrate these... two events combined?
Well, it's a heated question, mostly because most Americans, like, you know, would argue over, you can't celebrate both on the same day. Everyone knows Beardsley Rumey's birthday is a day of quiet statistical pontification, whereas the National Geographic Zulu boob debut is a day of wild hedonistic celebration of life. So to bring them together is pretty difficult. You have to Well, what I do, I woke up this morning and I put on my beer hat like everybody else. And one side, 24-ounce Monster Energy, and the other side, ABC grain alcohol. You have to get festive. And then I go down into the wine cellar and get where I have all my National Geographics with boobs in them organized from last year in a hope chest made of cedar. And I pull that up into the foyer, and I lay them all down, turn to the boob pages, and then reorganize statistically as Rumi would in a new order each year. Last year was by areola size. This year I'm going by texture and smoothness. I've been celebrating like this since I was 8, so it's hard to come up with new methods of categorization. By the time you're done categorizing, the booze hat has pretty much got you done for. So you got to sit down and eat the National Geographic Zulu Boob Debut Beardsley Hummel Stew, which is traditionally made of carefully counted beans and a quart of breast milk.
Delish.
Which is you're gonna want to eat to settle down all that vodka and Monster. And after you finish your booze hat, because you want to keep your buzz going, and you also have to sanitize the breast milk because I get it on Craigslist. It's just the cheapest way. And after that, you really have no control over what happens on National Geographic Zulu Boob Debut Beardsley Rumi Celebration Day. And that's pretty much the end of your control of that situation. You let life take it from there, as the Zulu people would have it.
Very good. Very good. Very good. I have a new soundboard, so I'm going to play that for you. Very good. That was nice. Jacqueline. Today is Bank Transfer Day in the U.S. Also on this date, 1965, a trackless trolley plunged into the Nile River, drowning 74 people. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, if you didn't know, this is how you just celebrate this holiday. I'm going to tell you how you celebrate this holiday, okay, if you haven't done it by now. But this is what you got to do. You got to take your friends out to the river. Any river will do. You don't have to go to Egypt about it. It's whatever. You can wear a Guy Fawkes mask if you got one. You don't got to buy one if you don't have one. No pressure. Oh, and I forgot. You gotta take your money out of the banks, bury it in your backyard, or just like, I don't know, local credit union. It's all about having fun, man.
Very good. Nice mention of Guy Fawkes. Yeah. It's also Guy Fawkes Day, right? Isn't it today?
Is it the 5th?
5th. It's close. So let's clap for her. But most of all. There you go. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fantastic. So glad you got new toys to play with.
Jesse, ironically, yeah, on this date, 1900, American lawyer, judge, and politician Martin Dies Jr. was born. Get it?
Okay. I got it.
Also on this date, 1994, the Amazon.com domain was registered. How did you celebrate these two events with each other?
Well, today is always a toughie. I mean, the birthday of a man named Dies, serving as a sick joke, reminding us that we all begin that slow, lonely march towards death the very moment that we're born. And how better to make that march than in a brand new pair of Skechers, slip-resistant, relaxed, fit work shoes. For just $35.92 plus free prime shipping. These kicks will keep me on my feet and trudging onward into the abyss, no matter what slippery situation this cruel, ghastly universe might throw my way. I have no friends. No real friends. No one who I'd call and expect them to listen to me cry about my fears of never accomplishing anything noteworthy in this cosmic blink of an eye, which I laughably occupy. And anyway, how would I call them? On a certified, refurbished, unlocked 32-gig rose gold iPhone 7 for just $494.95 with free shipping? Only 7 left in stock. Order soon. Yeah, sure. Maybe. Ultimately, I just find myself huddled in bed, hiding from the frothing insanity of the world just outside my door. Too occupied with its own fears and pain to even begin to worry about mine. There I write my comedy material. Huddled under my Beckham Hotel collection, hypoallergenic goose down all-season interact... all-season alternative reversible comforter, only $39.99. Get yours by Saturday, November 4th, if you order now. A warm and toasty, hiding from a cold, dark reality, which I know stands ever vigilantly, awaiting my defeated return. There is no celebration today. There is only Amazon.com. Because you can't take it with you. But for only $59.99, this four-piece set of American Tourister luggage will make it easier for your loved ones to haul off your shit once your glowing promise and possibilities have been rendered nothing more than a room temperature lump of rapidly spoiling meat.
Very good. That was This Was Today Once. Which brings us to our next segment called Reorganization. People on stage, please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym is MAGA, M-A-G-A. What does M-A-G-A mean to you, Jason Baggert?
Make Andy go away.
Okay.
I work with a guy named Andy who believes the earth is flat. And he's constantly trying to prove it to me. And I'd like to use the MAGA to fund a campaign to send him to look for the edge with whatever equipment he needs to go die. Make Andy go away, MAGA.
Very good. Very good, Jason. Jacqueline, what does MAGA mean to you?
More artisanal goo, anyone? It's the mantra of any upscale gastropub waiter worth a good goddamn. I cannot tell you how many of my 23rd birthdays have been ruined by a disaffected slacker of a waiter not making sure me and my guest plate are being replaced with more and more local craft goo. They have so many kinds of goo, and they only give you these tiny little plates, and I can put away a plate of artisan meat foam atop a deconstructed ice cream sandwich like it's a regular sandwich. It's like, hello, another round of goo, please.
Very good, Jacqueline. Jesse Jones, MAGA.
Whether you're dancing on a parade float covered in feathers and glitter, wearing nothing more than a pair of ironic Crocs and an LED cock ring, or you've been married to the same woman for 60 years and every once in a while ask Estelle to slip a pinky in your pooper, the MAGA remains true. Men are gay. Always. Deny it all you want. To high heaven and back. But every man will, if only in his own heart, admit to even the tiniest percentage of potential gaiety. There's no such thing as a 100% straight man. And the researchers at MAGA have proven it using the gayest of mathematical unit of them all, the decimal point. Math's perky little butthole. Like a drop of red dye squeezed into a clear glass of water, forever changed. What's in the glass, you can never again be separated from it. So too, does even a single gay experience forever make you gay? There is no removing. It's on your permanent sexual record. It's included every time your number of sexual partners is brought up, and there's no asterisk there. It's included in the regular number. And even if you've somehow made it your entire life without being annoyed by the lack of good, strong peen shots in your otherwise straight pornography, or never even after a drunken, sexually frustrated night out with the bros, got down in a strictly therapeutic circle jerk to relieve the stress of being repeatedly shot down all night by the ladies, all while chanting, "No homo," and avoiding eye contact, you've still, simply by pleasuring yourself every day, sometimes 6 to 7 times a day, engaged in auto-homosexuality. I mean, you're jacking off some dude. Sounds pretty gay to me. MAGA. Men are gay always.
Very good.
Just get over it. Then just get under it. Try not to tense up.
There we go. That was reorganization. That brings us to the next segment, the third of five segments in this first show. Please don't leave in between. All right. This brings us to the next segment called Top 5 Google Searches Of. Please compose top 5 Google searches from the perspective of the following person and or object. Today's person and or object is the Twin Towers. That's right. If the Twain Towers could search Google, what would they search one at a time? What's the first search they would make, Jason?
How to lay down.
Okay, very good.
Bathing suits for flat-chested, hecka-tall, boxy girls.
I'm fully expecting nobody to get what I've done here. One or two-star hotels in Cobb County, Georgia, or deepest, darkest Africa? It'll make slightly more sense as we go along.
Okay. Jason, you're second of five.
Group snuff films.
Jacqueline.
Which floor is my titties?
Jesse.
Akeem the African Dream. Racially insensitive or just good fun?
Wrestling. Wrestlers. Did I give it away?
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Were they called the Twin Towers?
They were.
They were the Twin Towers. Okay, that's sorry. Dorks.
Yeah.
Hi.
Stupid reference nobody's going to get.
Jason, third of five.
Smoke detector won't stop beeping.
Very good. Jacqueline.
Can my twin read my mind?
Couldn't we have been called the Big Boss Men?
Tag team partners. Consistent. All right. Jason, you're fourth of five.
Air traffic control jobs.
That makes sense. High stress. Jacqueline.
Steamy pictures of Empire State Building.
Jesse.
The two-man gang? See, Akeem was the one-man gang. It doesn't matter.
I get it. Jason, the fifth of five.
Smoking hole, getting shorter, symptoms.
Very good.
Twin teens with steel beams, band name taken?
Very good. Jesse, do you want to do this last one?
Might as well.
Okay.
Number five. What's Slick been up to these days?
That was the top five Google searches of the Twin Towers. Yeah. That brings us to the fourth of five categories. Oh, she needs water. Can I get a beer? I'll pay for it. Surprise me. Okay. This next segment's called Movie Makeup. Please have written a movie synopsis based on the following movie titles. Jason, the name of your movie is called The Big Bad Bashful Turtle. The Big Bad Bashful Turtle. What's it about?
In a world. In this summer blockbuster, our humble hero Yertle teams up with NASA's top scientists to save the world from an impending meteor strike. During their research, Yertle is bitten by a radioactive spider that causes him to grow four more legs and expand to the size of a major sports stadium. This also gives him the ability to shoot webs and climb on walls, which doesn't matter because at the size of a sports stadium, there's not really any shit he can climb on or swing from. Giant spider Yertle and NASA scientists work tirelessly to find a way to use Yertle's new powers to save Earth from the meteor strike. During their research, a stormy love scene wherein Yertle falls for bombshell love interest in NASA scientist Dr. Esther Rosenstein, played by Betty White.
Yes.
Dr. Rosenstein and Yertle eventually figure out a plan to save Earth involving quantum physics and the power of true love. In a tearful goodbye, Dr. Rosenstein sends Yertle to the place in Newark, New Jersey, where the meteor is predicted to strike in order to execute their plan. As the meteor approaches, their plan for Yertle to shoot webs at it fails, and Yertle is destroyed by the meteor, turning him into a trillion particles of turtle rain that fall upon the Earth for years to come. Now, the Earth is saved by Yertle's sacrifice, and Dr. Rosenstein recovers the meteor from Yertle's smoking shell. Fast forward 1 year, Dr. Rosenstein and the meteor are happily married. As Dr. Rosenstein gives birth, the doctor holds up a bouncing baby turtle to be continued.
Oh. Next time you're on. Very good. Turtle rain. Turtle. Jacqueline, the name of your movie is called Go Get Milk. Go get milk. Go get it.
Why should you invest in my biopic about Harvey Milk's chauffeur? Because those are the real heroes. So our hero, let's call him Skip Diddles. Working name, feel free to change it. I'm not married to Skip Diddles. Do what you want. But he's the hero of the story, you see. And he has this girlfriend, I don't know, Angela or something. She's like, I don't know, a florist. It doesn't matter. She's just there so nobody thinks our hero Skip is funny. So he gets the job driving noted homosexual Harvey Milk around, and they go on adventures. I don't know. It's up to you. You know, I just want the rights to the title. Because you know how it plays on the famous phrase, go get milk. What? Dancing on a gay icon's grave? I don't think I'm doing that at all. Men like me don't dance. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure where you're getting that.
Very good. Go get milk. Very good. Jesse Jones, are you ready? Are you still writing your prompt? Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this in my dark car outside about half hour ago, so I'm seeing that there needs to be some edits.
Very good. Jesse Jones, the name of your movie is called The Jell-O Mold.
Fuck.
Sorry.
It's all right. Figured it out. Juanita Estevez, codename Lethal Latina, was the CIA's most valuable asset. With 32 confirmed kills and an unmatched assassin skill set, Juanita was the perfect operative, until she wasn't. When Juanita begins to question orders, the CIA needs to find a way to eliminate Juanita Estevez, but still keep their lethal Latina. And so the top secret gel program was born. 10 years later, Jennifer Everett, codename Lady Laceration, was a CIA's most valuable asset. But you feel something somehow was wrong. When a letter arrives under her door with the simple number 6 scrawled on it, Jennifer finds herself mysteriously drawn to a meeting with a former CIA biological weapons and cryogenics expert known only as the Sweater Man due to his garishly patterned collection of knitwear. The Sweater Man tells Jennifer that she is actually the 6th clone of former agent Juanita Estevez, and part of the GEL program, her official designation, GEL 6. And it's up to Jennifer and Sweaterman to discover the whereabouts of the original Juanita, now classified GEL O. And put an end to this monstrous assassin cloning program by destroying the GEL O mold. Long walk for that. It's deserving. Starring Jennifer Lopez as Juanita Estevez, Jennifer Everett, Joan Eastman, Jessica Earhart, and Jamie Emerson, and Lawrence Fishburne as the Sweater Man. You may have seen a lot of movies already this year. But there's always room for Jell-O.
Very good, Jesse Jones.
Didn't want to go with the Twin Towers Google search?
Yeah, that should have went with that.
Yeah. Sorry. That's closer. There
we go. Or... Yeah, it's...
Don't want to use them all in one show.
I know. It's too late. Already up. This next segment's called Vows to an Asshole. Congratulations, guys. You guys have all been married. You're marrying someone. An asshole. Let's hear your vows to the following asshole. Jason. God. You're marrying the Las Vegas shooter. Let's hear those vows to Mr. Patton.
I don't even know how to make that funny.
I actually forgot that I gave you that prompt. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah. I promise to always have ammo. I promise to always support you as long as you choose your targets wantonly and not politically. That's just fair. As long as you live fairly, I'll live fairly together with you. I promise to always support you in your killing and murdering and hatred-free slaughter that makes absolutely no sense for no reason, just because I love you. That's what love is to support someone no matter who they want to kill and why, even if they don't know why.
That was beautiful. Is there any more?
You can stop me at any time. Right.
I'm sorry for giving you that. Very good. You did what you could. Ooh, Jacqueline, this one is very controversial. The vows to an asshole. Your asshole is that bird that craps on people's shirts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I can't believe we're here right now. They said we couldn't, baby. They said we couldn't. So I'm using my day to say, fuck the haters. Fuck them. They said it couldn't work. They said I was too young. They said it was too soon. They said we weren't ready for a commitment like this. And they said, Jacqueline, he's a bird. Well, that may be true, but we're doing it anyway. We can hear what they say behind our backs and in front of our backs to our face. Like, did you notice how he's always pooping on shirts? Newsflash, yes, I did notice. Listen, Martha, just because you and your balding husband schedule a once a week under the sheet single round of the missionary position and then doesn't shit on you. I've lost my train of thought, Martha, you bitch. In conclusion, like famous Hollywood starlet Betty Boop once said, if I can't handle you at your pooping on people's shirts, then I don't deserve you at you paying for this whole wedding.
Very good, Jacqueline. The bird that poops on people's shirts. Jesse Jones, please read your vows to the following asshole. That bitch Nadine.
There she is. There she fucking is, isn't she? Hey, Nadine. Just fucking standing there with your stupid happiest day of your fucking life fucking face. You make me sick. You think you're so fucking special. The way you overcame all the obstacles life's ever thrown at you to build this fucking dream life of yours. So fucking perky and always excited to see people no matter what kind of day you've had. Eat a dick, Nadine! The way you fucking actively spent your life helping the underprivileged. Any way you fucking could. And open your heart and your home to the most disadvantaged and difficult to place foster children. Without ever even making a big deal out of it. And actively shying away from any and all praise and celebration. Makes me want to vomit acid all over your cheerful, would never hurt a fly fucking face. A perfect, joyous ray of fucking sunshine. That everybody universally agrees is the best fucking thing that's ever happened to me. Well, fuck a whole backpack full of that noise. Always there for me, unconditionally, through thick and thin, like the piece of shit you are. even though I think the best thing that's ever happened to me is every time I see you choking back tears when I'm a total dick to you for absolutely no reason, just because I can't handle so wonderfully pleasant and pure at heart. Yeah. So I fucking do, I fucking guess. I don't fucking cry tears of joy right now, Day-Dean. Oh, just fucking like you to try and see the goddamn silver lining in every me-shaped sack of shit in your perfect fucking life. Fuck you, Nadine!
Very good. And that is Stab. One more time for your contestants, Jason B., Jacqueline W., and Jesse J. All right, guys, if you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets. Stab for Gold, Stab, the number 4 gold.com, or go to YouTube. We have some clips up there, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. Thank you. We'll be right back.